And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans, brought to you by the Till the Kiln in Frederick, Maryland. The Till the Kiln Pub in Erie, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kiln girls. For more on Till the Kiln Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today is September 27th. It's about a little after 9 a.m. at the time of this recording. And today is game one of the finals of the World Cup of Hockey. So let's take a look at how we got to where we are today by starting with the September 24th game against Russia and Canada. The lineup for Russia was Alex Ovechkin, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and Vladimir Tarasenko. Artemi Panarin with Evgeny Malkin and Nikolai Kulimin. Vladislav Namestnikov with Artem Anisimov and Nikita Kucherov. Ivan Telegin with Vadim Shipryachov and Evgeny Dedanov. On defense, they had Dmitry Orlov with Nikita Zaitsev, Andrei Markov with Alexei Yemelin, Dmitry Kulikov with Alexei Marchenko, and Sergei Bobrovsky in the net. And for Canada, they had Brad Marchand with Sidney Crosby and Patrice Bergeron, John Tavares with Ryan Getzlaff and Steven Stamkos, Logan Couture with Jonathan Toews and Corey Perry, Joe Thornton with Ryan O'Reilly and Matt Duchene. On defense, they had Marc-Edouard Vlasic with Shea Weber, Jay Bomeister with Drew Doughty, Alex Pietrangelo with Brent Burns, and Carey Price in the net. And in the first period, it started off with Jay Bomeister of Canada getting called for hooking at 5:06. Then at 7:40, Sidney Crosby scored his first of the playoff portion of the tournament, which was unassisted at 7:40. Then at 9:10, Brent Burns would be called for tripping. And then Vladimir Tarasenko would be called for roughing at 13:04. And then at 15:29, Nikita Zaitsev would be called for tripping. And then at 18:28, Evgeny Kuznetsov would be called for high sticking. At the end of the first period, Canada would be up 1-0. Going into the second period, Russia would score their first goal of the game at 8:47 when Nikita Kucherov would get his first of the playoff portion of the tournament from Nikita Zaitsev and Evgeny Malkin. Then at 16:24, Evgeny Kuznetsov would score his first of the playoffs from Ivan Telegin and Evgeny Dodonov. Then at 17:36, Brad Marchand would score his first from Sidney Crosby and Patrice Bergeron. The game would be tied 2-2 after the second, and then going into the third period, a minute 16 seconds into the period, Brad Marchand would score his second of the game from Sidney Crosby and Patrice Bergeron, both also their second assist of the game as well. And then Ryan Getzlaff would be called for slashing at 1:37. Corey Perry would then get his first of the tournament, the playoffs, at 5:48 from Loki Couture and Marc-Edouard Vlasic. Then at 9:22, John Tavares would get his first of the game from Ryan Getzlaff and Marc-Edouard Vlasic, thus giving Vlasic two assists in the game. And then at 19:51, Artemi Panarin would score his first from Nikolai Kulimin and Nikita Kucherov, but it would not be enough as Canada would go on to win 5-3 over the Russians and advance to the finals of the World Cup of Hockey. Shots were 47-34 in favor of Canada. Faceoffs were 64% to 36% in favor of Canada. Hits were 28-11 in favor of Russia. And on the power play, both teams were 0-3. Canada remains undefeated in the entire tournament. They have not lost a game throughout the entire round robin and have not lost in the semifinals. And they now carry on into the finals. 4-0. And of course, now you got to wonder, you know, who will they play? Well, when we come back from break, we will tell you the results of Team Europe versus Sweden. Looking for something exciting to do the weekend before Thanksgiving? Then come to DerpyCon. DerpyCon, which is November 18th through 20th, 2016 at the Hyatt Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey, comes to you special guests like Todd Haberkorn, Vic McNoya, Uncle Yo, and many more. For more information and the purchase tickets, visit DerpyCon.com. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at Blake4AV@AOL.com. That's Blake4AV. 4av@aol.com. Ever interested in meeting your favorite athletes or celebrities, or looking for that right memorabilia for your collection? Then come to the CSA Shows in Chantilly, Virginia. For more information, go to csashows.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans, and it's now time to go over the game that took place on September 25th between Team Europe and Team Sweden in the semifinals. The lineup for Team Europe was Tomas Tatar with Anze Kopitar, Marian Hossa, Marian Gaborik with Franz Nielsen, Matt Zuccarello, Tobias Reeder with Leon Draisaitl and Nino Niederreiter, Thomas Vanek with Pierre-Edouard Bellemare and Yannick Hansen. Defense was Andre Sequeira with Zdeno Chara, Roman Josi with Dennis Seidenberg, Mark Streit with Christian Erhoff, and Yaroslav Halak in the net. For Sweden, you had Daniel Sedin with Henrik Sedin and Louis Eriksson, Philip Forsberg with Nicholas Backstrom and Patrick Hornqvist, Carl Hagelin with Marcus Kruger and Jacob Silverberg, Gabriel Landeskog with Patrick Berglund and Carl Soderberg, Mattias Ekholm with Erik Karlsson, Victor Hedman with Anton Strålman, and Oliver Ekman-Larsson with Niklas Holmerson, with Henrik Lundqvist in net. And then in the first period at 4:39, Dennis Seidenberg would be called for slashing, and that would be the only action for the first period, as Europe and Sweden would remain tied at zero apiece. Then going into the second period, 2:31 into the period, Niklas Backstrom would get Sweden on the board with his first of the playoffs from Anton Strålman and Patrick Hornqvist. Then at 3:44, Niklas Holmerson would be called for tripping. At 8:37, Philip Forsberg would be called for interference. 10:40, Leon Draisaitl would serve the bench minor for too many men for Team Europe. Then at 15:01, both Mattias Ekholm and Marian Hossa would be called for roughing. And then at 16:27, Marian Gaborik would score his first of the playoffs from Christian Erhoff and Anze Kopitar, thus going into the third period tied 1-1. And then in the third period, 12 seconds into the period, Tomas Tatar would score his first of the playoffs from Andre Sequeira. And then Matt Zuccarello would be called for hooking at 4:14. And then at 15:28, Sweden would tie up the game with an Erik Karlsson goal from Daniel Sedin and Henrik Sedin. So it would be 2-2 after 3. And then in overtime at 3:43, Tomas Tatar would score his second of the game from Matt Zuccarello and Anze Kopitar to defeat Team Sweden in overtime 3-2. Shots were 39-31 in favor of Sweden, faceoffs were 52% to 48% in favor of Europe, hits were 16-8 in favor of Sweden, and the power play, Europe was 0-2 and Sweden was 0-3. Now for the best of three finals, we'll now feature Team Europe versus Canada. Canada will have home ice on the first game, which takes place tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPN. And then Game 2 will take place Thursday on the 29th at 8 p.m. on ESPN2. And, of course, Team Europe will be the home team for that game. And if necessary, Game 3 will take place Saturday, October 1st at 8 p.m. on ESPN2. My personal prediction is it will be Canada in 2. Europe has had a very good tournament, but Canada has had an even better tournament. Canada has been the most dominant team in shots, faceoffs, goals, you name it. You know, Carey Price is back to form. You cannot deny what Carey Price has meant to Team Canada. The defense is a top-notch defense, and so I'm going to have to say Canada too. I would love to see Europe to pull up the upset, but I'm being realistic here. And realistically, it's Canada too. But we will find out starting tonight what Team Europe is made of when they go up against Team Canada. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, that brings the end to the Experience Hockey Talk. We'll be back Friday with Game 1 and 2 coverage of the World Cup of Hockey Finals. And with that, this is the Experience Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. You can follow us on Twitter at Experience Hockey, Facebook at facebook.com/experiencehockeytalk. And as always, we are brought to you by the Till Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kilt Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kilt Girls. For more information on Till Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And with that, until Friday, we'll see you on the ice.